Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Before we get to John Harbaugh, we were talking about Philip Rivers. Brought it up earlier in the show. No one brought it up during Buy or Sell. He... 44 years old, drafted in 2004. Oof. With Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning, among others. Sign of the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts.
I could see, Bob, they play at Seattle this week. I could see not playing this week and then ramping up next week.
I mean, pickings are slim. Yeah. When it comes to quarterback play in the NFL. And we'll talk to this about this with Jason Cole. But, and this is with all due respect to Philip Rivers, who was a hell of a player and accumulated a lot of stats.
Yes.
And played on some really good teams. Could never get over the hump, for sure. By the way, I had Maryland season tickets at the time when he was at NC State. He was 0-4 against the Terps during his college career. That's right, Ralph. Let him know what time it is. But, man. If you're Anthony Richardson, you got to be hating life because this got the shoulder problem. He wasn't going to start anyway. He already lost the job to Daniel Jones. Yeah. But this would have been a golden opportunity for Anthony Richardson to step in and be a savior. And instead, they're bringing 44-year-olds off the practice or off of the street. He was coaching his kids' high school. I think his son's like one of the top quarterback recruits.
Yeah, his son's named Gunner. They thought, yeah, Gunner would be a good prospect for them.
Man, I could give him a better chance.
But, Bob, to me, Anthony Richardson, it seems like Justin Fields to me.
But getting back to Rivers, his arm strength was declining towards the end of his career in San Diego at the time. And then 1 year in Indy, he did help him get to the playoffs, by
yeah.
the way.
I mean, he is super smart. He was always smart. Had the weirdest throwing motion ever.
Competitive as all get out.
Yeah. And they got about, what, 11 kids or so? They got a million kids.
Man.
But he could never move. He's never been able to move. So it's going to be, Bob, let me just say, if he has to go play in Seattle this week, oh, with the crowd noise and with their defense and stuff, feel bad for him.
And we talk about how old Rodgers and Joe Flacco are. He was drafted 4 years before Joe Flacco.
Oh, my gosh.
And a year before Aaron Rodgers. So
whoa!
Philip Rivers. Welcome back to the NFL, kind of, sort of. But let's get back to the Ravens NFL lunch style. John Harbaugh was asked yesterday during his weekly press conference about what has been a sore spot for the team and was a big concern coming into the season, at least for us and for fans, the offensive line.
All in all, I thought the offensive line played well.
Say what?
You know, and I thought the two tackles played two of their best games. Roger overset one time. Got beat inside on a certain type of a pass protection. Tyler played really well. I thought the guards played exceptionally well in the run game. I mean, they were moving people. They were wearing people out. You know, so that was good to see. I thought they were mostly good in the pass game, but too inconsistent probably. There was two or three each of them had probably. Daniel had a couple in the pass game, and Andrew might have had one or two in the run game he wants back. But every player has plays they want back.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Andy's your boy Voorhees, correct?
And yeah, Andy. There was a, what'd he say, a couple. At first it was played great in a run game, couple in a pass game. He like, oh, there's probably a couple in the run game he'd like back too.
Let me take it back. He stunk.
The biggest problem with Voorhees and Falele in the run game, they may make initial contact, but they can't sustain, or they have a hard time getting up to the second level. They people get off their blocks. That's the biggest problem with those guys. That's why, Bob, if I'm a betting man, those two guards are not the starting guards in 2026 for the Ravens.
Will either one be?
No.
You think they're both?
I think Voorhees and Falele will not be the starters.
I think off the team level. No longer starting.
Maybe
Falele was a Pro Bowl alternate last year.
They might be able to trade him. But I would say that Emory Jones Jr. will probably be one. And they'll probably draft, you know, another guy in there, I would imagine. But, yeah, I don't think either one will be back starting.
Speaking of Emory Jones Jr., LSU rookie, just late to the party because of injuries. Here's Harb's talking about him.
Well, I mean, yeah, he played okay in the game. It wasn't better than either one of the other two guys in the first game. You know, he did not play those guys. So going into the game with your best guys that you feel are playing the best, so you got to meet players where they're at. Not to say he couldn't get more time this week, you know, based on what happens in practice or how guys are doing health-wise and those sort of things. But, you know, that's where it was at. So, I mean, Emory's doing great. I mean, he's in a great place. I love where he's at. And I think if he went out there, he'd compete like crazy. And I think he'd play great because I would trust him to go play great. But based on that performance, you couldn't say it was better, you know, or even the same.
The thing I would say, going against the Steelers, Bob, he would have had to line up against Cam Hayward all day. So that might have been kind of a tough deal. Now, this week, I wouldn't have a problem giving him, you know, if he's playing. Give him some reps in the first quarter and see how he's playing. If he's playing good, keep adding on. If he's not playing good, you can always put Voorhees back in, you know.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, earlier in the show, Vinny gave his Dirty Dozen, the 12 best teams in the National Football League through 14 weeks, led by the New England Patriots, who will be here in Baltimore next Sunday night. Screw your flex, NFL, but we'll come back with the Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams? And then Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. We'll ask him, what state is the NFL in when a 44-year-old guy who is literally eligible for the Hall of Fame you sign to the practice squad of the Colts?
After Vinny and Haney, it's Inside Access.
Is this the worst the Ravens have ever performed at home, especially when you consider they've been heavy favorites in most of the games? We'll discuss that. We'll break down Lamar's play, and we'll check in with Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network.
Next on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Vinny Serrato for my buddies Tommy and Chris Canaris and Nico Canaris at Box Hill Pizzeria. So, you know, for over 40 years, Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes, they've made holidays and special occasions and everyday meals easier and more enjoyable for everyone. So treat yourself to that famous Box Hill Crab Cake or ship them anywhere in the U.S. During the holiday season here, everybody likes to ship those crab cakes to somebody. I do. I like to ship them to, you know, family members, friends around the country. And you know what? They get put a smile on somebody's face when they get those crab cakes. And it's easy to do. Just go to BoxHillPizzeria.com, follow the instructions, and get the orders. You got to get them in. I want to say it's by December 22nd, so I have time to get there before Christmas. So let's get those orders in. Now, whether it's seafood, Greek specialties, Italian dishes, or supersized salad, Box Hill Pizza and Crab Cakes, I got you covered. So dine in, pick up. Or now you could DoorDash Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes menu items right to your door. How about that? All you got to do. You know, Box Hill Pizzeria, phone call away. That's all it is. Just pick up your phone, DoorDash it, anything on the menu. Boom. Hey, Box Hill, I'm going to DoorDash, send it to my house. Oh, you'll be eating within no time. BoxHillPizzaRestaurant.com. Box Hill Pizzeria, best crab cakes in the country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Country.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, earlier in the program, Vinny gave his Dirty Dozen, the 12 best teams in the National Football League through 14 weeks, led by the New England Patriots. definitely one of the big surprises of this season. But now we get to the opposite end of the spectrum, the five worst teams in the NFL, otherwise known as the Feeble Five.
All right, going back to week 14, one was Vegas, two Tennessee, three the Giants, four New Orleans, five Washington. So coming in at number five, 3-10 Arizona.
You suck!
They lost to the Rams 45-17. They're at Houston. They're done. I mean, you can put a fork in them. I mean, they've...
I think Kyler Murray might be done there,
oh,
too.
Oh, Kyler Murray is gone. He's... They don't... Bob, they don't want him to play. They don't want him to get hurt. They're going to... They'll either trade him or do whatever, but he won't be on their team after March 1st. Coming in at four. 2-11 Tennessee.
You suck!
Had a win at Cleveland this past week. Pollard rushed for 165 yards. They won 31-29. They're at San Fran. And I'm sure they're going to try to run it. And this season for Tennessee, it's all about Cam Ward and who the next head coach is going to be. That was about developing Cam Ward, getting him better, you know. And they're lacking a lot of talent.
I mean, Pollard had the big game. Mm-hmm. Against Cleveland, but is he the guy that you want running shotgun, if you will, with Cam Ward? And he definitely needs help at receiver.
Yeah, he needs receivers. He needs a lot of stuff. Coming in at three, 2-11 Giants.
You suck!
Yeah, they were on bye. They're hosting Washington. I mean, the thing is they do have some talent. But they just find a way to lose all the time. I mean, they may score, make it close. But Dart will turn it over and act like a rookie. But they've got some pass rushers, you know, Burns and
Thibodeau.
Thibodeau. And
but then, Abdul Carter's not doing himself any favors this year.
No, he's missed a couple meetings. Whoever goes in there as coach, I mean, you got to get Abdul Carter straight right from the get-go. And I wouldn't be surprised... Bob, kind of a similar thing like with Jacksonville. If you go in there, let's say you're a John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin, I don't like Joe Schoen or Shane, whatever the GM. You know, I'm not coming if he's there, but if I can bring in, you know, my own guy, I'll come.
But to your point about, well, offensively for them, Tracy's a good running back.
Yeah. Scadabo will be back.
Yeah, Neighbors is a good receiver. Well, I mean, the injuries... I mean, Dart plays with that reckless abandon, which could eventually doom him, but, you know, there's big upside for him, no doubt.
Coming in at 2-11 Vegas.
You suck!
Yeah, they lost to Denver 24-17. They're at Philly. And I just think they may be, them and Washington probably have the least amount of talent. You know, not at the quarterback. You know, at quarterback, Washington has talent. But Vegas, I just think, you know, they got a good tight end. Bowers, I like Bowers. Meyer is good. Crosby, good defensive player. Genty, you know, they got to hope to get him going. They're not very good, you know. And Pete knows that. Pete Carroll, he knows they're not very good. And they'll have a big overhaul in the offseason. He's already overhauled three coaches.
Yeah.
So that's coming. And then number one, 3-10 Washington.
You suck.
Yeah, they lost at Minnesota 31-0. They're at the Giants, you know. But Washington is terrible. Now, I mean, they're old. They have an old football team, which, you know, I mean, I don't blame them. After you went to the NFC Championship game last year, run it back. You know, and Ertz just got hurt, tore his ACL. He's out. So, that could be, and Jaden Daniels is done for the year. I wouldn't bring him back anymore.
Doubt.
So, it's a bad.
No running game. I mean, Rodriguez is.
Defense, you know, it got a little Frosky better Merritt. With Quinn calling the plays, but.
You mentioned old. They brought in Von Miller in the offseason. Yeah. Offensively, Debo's not ancient, but he's not the
Doesn't
guy that
run,
was
yeah.
in San Francisco.
And McLaren hadn't been around much.
Got paid and got hurt.
Yeah. So, I mean, Washington is. I don't know if they can win. They got to Philly twice, you know, so I think that's going to be difficult for them. So, in summary, one is Washington, two is Vegas, three is the Giants, four is Tennessee, five is Arizona. You know, I mean, there's a lot of bad football teams. You know, I mean, because you still have New Orleans and, you know, so, yeah. So there's some bad football going on.
Week 15 of your NFL season starts on Thursday night. Atlanta, speaking of bad football teams.
Yeah, they're right
there.
They're
at Tampa, who's playing like a bad football team. And then Sunday's games, Ravens at Cincy. By the way, Tampa 4.5 over Atlanta. Baltimore 2.5 over the Bengals. Browns at Bears, as Vinny said. Chicago 7.5 there. Chargers at the Chiefs. Kansas City. I think the Ravens still get the benefit of the doubt. Kansas City 4.5-point favorites.
Damn.
In this game. Buffalo's at New England. Bills, 1.5-point favorites against the Patriots, who, if they win, they win the division, right? Isn't that the deal there?
Yeah.
With New England. Washington, you mentioned them. They're at the Giants. The G-men laying 2.5. Raiders getting 11.5 at Philly. Jets at Jacksonville. How about this spread? Jacksonville minus 12.5.
Oof.
At times, they look like a team that can't even score 12 points, much less be favored by that much. But they are. Cardinals at Houston. Texans 10-point favorites in this one. Let's see. Green Bay's at Denver. You referenced that one when we were doing the Dirty Dozen. Packers, 2.5-point favorites at Denver.
Wow.
How about that one?
Wow.
A little mile-high miracle, maybe. Detroit's at the Rams. Rams, 5.5-point favorites. Carolina's at the Saints. Panthers laying 2.5. Tennessee's at San Francisco. 49ers, big ones there, 12.5. Colts, whew, getting 13.5 at Seattle.
Ooh.
13.5 points. And then Sunday night, Minnesota is at Dallas. Both Minnesota's on life support with their playoff stuff. Yeah. Dallas, what, 10%? Rashawn, I believe, brought that one up earlier in the show. McCarthy looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, not so much.
Yeah, he may be like, if this is who we're going with, can you trade me?
Yeah, running hot is he. And then the Dolphins at the Steelers coming up on a Monday night. Pittsburgh, 3-point favorites over Miami. Hey, say what you will about the Dolphins. They have the same record as the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Yep.
So there you go. When we come back, Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, pardon me, get his thoughts on Week 15 and all the fun stuff surrounding that. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over to a call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Ravens, they've lost two in a row since their five-game winning streak. A lot of controversy about the officiating surrounding that one. Here to talk about that and more, longtime NFL writers on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Jason Cole. Jason, how you feeling today?
I'm great, but I'm feeling some LaGrange by ZZ Top.
Well, we can make that happen. Nolan McGraw, he's our Ryan Seacrest / DJ. Over there, Jason.
He's very much got those qualities.
He does. Now, Phillip Rivers had first-round draft pick qualities 21 years ago, and here the Colts are signing him to the practice squad at 44 years old. I mean, certainly speaks volumes about Phillip Rivers and his want-to and the dilemma that the Colts face at QB. But, I mean, are things that dire in the quarterback landscape that a guy that is literally on the Hall of Fame ballot might be suiting up this week against the Seattle Seahawks here?
Yeah. if you're trying to go anywhere in the playoffs, should I say playoffs? I mean, you got to bring in a guy who knows the system, might be able to make a few plays. You got to take advantage of, this is a down year in the AFC, right? Mm. You've got a real possibility, because are you scared of Denver? No. Are you scared of the Chargers? No. You know, the Ravens, are they going to make it? You know, the Steelers, are you scared of them if they make it? The Bills, yeah, if they decide they want to play hard. I mean, Jacksonville, I mean, come on. Like, so if you get a few plays, like, if you can get five or six plays out of your quarterback over the course of the playoffs, that might get you through it. I mean, I really believe that. Now, do I think a guy who's 5 years removed can make those plays? Man, football is a rep game. It's a reaction game. I love some Phillip Rivers, and I think he's the borderline Hall of Fame case. I mean, he's on the Hall of Fame ballot this year. I voted for him. He's one of the 15 guys I put in the final. I mean, which tells you a lot. But man, this could get dangerous in a hurry for him if his reactions are not good enough. Let's just put it that way. So we'll see. I know he's been coaching and doing some stuff to kind of keep him in shape, but there's a difference between coaching high school kids and actually, you know, being in game shape.
Now, Jason, I don't know that I've ever seen a game where referees made three critical calls in a game. You know, and when the official Alex Moore, the referee, after the game, he didn't even know the rule about, the Travis Jones one where it was the field goal attempt, which ended up giving him 4 points. And then I don't know what you felt about the likely and the Aaron Rodgers plays, but it was the refereeing and officiating right now in the NFL to me is really scary.
Well, I think part of it is that guys think too much, if that makes sense. I mean, in one case, the guy didn't know the rule, and that's horrendous, okay? So there's no excuse for that. There's, you know, interpreting the rule incorrectly. I mean, that can't happen. I mean, people should know the NFL rule book is not a it ain't a three-page guide, okay?
Right.
So it is complicated. But I also think that we are in an era where we ask referees to do too much thinking rather than reacting. And when you ask guys to think through plays, things happen so fast that they misinterpret it. And sometimes they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to call a touchdown because this will call for a review, or I'm going to rule that this is a turnover because it'll go straight to review. And I would rather have guys just reacting all the time and not thinking, because that's the nature of how you're supposed to play, or you're supposed to do any activity and do things definitively. And then we can figure out how do we fix it when they inevitably make mistakes, because they're human beings. But I think that this is a natural sort of degeneration of the state of officiating that has happened over the years. I mean, it's a long time coming, but it has been a point where referees, instead of knowing the rules thoroughly, calling it the way they see it, calling it right away and being definitive, have increasingly been told, oh, no, in this situation, we want you to do this. Now you've added an element of thinking to something that should be a reaction activity.
Yeah, like a player, you can't play fast if you're thinking.
And look, I know that everybody thinks that officiating is a really simple thing. I dare somebody, I'm a go to field level, right? And go to field level and see how fast the game is. If you've ever stood on the sidelines or anywhere close to the sidelines, like, it happens really, really fast, okay? And things that we see in super slow motion and replay and high def, it just ain't that easy. Now, I know there's a lot of calls that guys miss, and, that happens, and stuff that's right in front of them, and you go, what went wrong here? But I just say that it's a really tough human activity that we've only made harder because we can examine things so thoroughly. Now, I would also add on to this, but one of my dreams, an idea that I've been trying to pitch for a long time, was to do something called You Make the Call, like a redo of that old show that we all watched back in the 70s, mm-hmm. where you got to see a game. And I want to do it as I want to have a competition among 12 people from out on the street to see how good a job they would do as officials. And you have to see how it works. And yeah, they get to win, they can't win a job because they're not qualified, but you could win like Super Bowl tickets or something like that if you win it. But I think that it would actually be hilarious, because if you had 12 people off the street trying to figure out how to ref a game or a practice or anything like that, it would be people would find out very quickly just how hard it is.
Hey, Jason, a team to me that's going to be scary, is if they can stay healthy, is the Texans. I mean, with that defense, they got a chance every game.
Yeah, but how good do you think? I mean, Stroud's not playing all that well this year, right? And the offensive line is better than last year, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's scary? I mean, you do have to score some points. And again, we get back to the original point I made about Phillip Rivers, which is things are a little more wide open than they generally are. Like, you're not going to have Mahomes in the playoffs in all likelihood. You're probably going to only have one of Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers. You're probably not going to have Joe Burrow, right? You're going to get Josh Allen in the playoffs, and Justin Herbert in all likelihood. But it's just not the same, right? So maybe Stroud lifts them. But as good as their defense is, like, I just don't see enough consistency to say, okay, they're going to win three games in a row. Might happen, because I'm not sure that anybody's all that well-suited to just lay down and win three games in a row. But I just don't really trust that team. I mean, I don't trust Jacksonville either. I trust Jacksonville even less than Houston, way less.
Yeah. Now, Jason, what do you think the AFC North, the loser of the division, whether it be Pittsburgh or Baltimore or whatever, that the head coach may be in trouble?
Well, Pittsburgh's made it pretty clear that Tomlin's not in trouble. And these are two organizations that pride themselves on wanting to maintain continuity and to maintain, you know, the authority of the head coach. Now, Bisciotti does not, you know, Bisciotti doesn't talk to anybody that I'm aware of on a consistent basis. He may answer a few phone calls, but from, you know, from watching him over the years, like, he doesn't leak things out to test case them. He just comes in and he does what he feels is right because he believes in his own ability to read people in situations, and which is one of the reasons why he's maintained consistency. So I'd be slightly surprised if he moved on from Harbaugh. You know, I think he could, you know, he could say, okay, this is a rough year. You know, Lamar got hurt. You know, we have some questions on defense. Like, he might come to him and say, like, the defensive coordinator was not prepared. So either you got to show me how the defensive coordinator and the defense itself are going to be better prepared for next year. But, you know, we went 1-5 to start this season or whatever it was. It's like, I can't remember at this moment.
1-5.
But, yeah, 1-5. And they went 1-5 to open the season. You got to show me how we're not going to have or have a repeat of what happened in the first six games of the season where the defense was, you know, measurably bad. And, you know, not, and I know there were some injuries, but that was, as we talked about a couple of months ago, that was the least physical Ravens defense I've ever seen. They've gotten better, but, you know, like, this is not a redo of the Siragusa Sam Adams years.
Longtime NFL writer Jason Cole, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Your breaking news. Burt Jones just tried out for the Commanders, I believe, trying to get himself back in the NFL.
I put that out on Twitter. Burt Jones was the guy.
Hey, I saw the old rusted rifle about 3 months ago. He didn't look like he was in bad shape, to be totally honest with you, Jason. Jason Cole, if we don't talk to you, have a great Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Be good.
There's Jason Cole, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse with Quick Draw McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock here on The Fan. And all the other things happening over the next few hours in regards to the world of sports. But Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people of Baltimore here? We've got plenty of subjects we've touched on today for the most part.
Yeah, hopefully more worthy Orioles stuff tomorrow. One can hope. My fingers crossed. I'm not going to get my hopes too high. But I will give the Orioles this. Compared to previous years in the Mike Elias era, they're off to a faster start this offseason. Between the trade for Taylor Ward, obviously growing out and getting Helsley, which now you look at how the rest of the reliever market has unfolded, I think pretty prudent to get out in front of that one. And if anything, the more time that goes on here, bringing back Kittredge looking better and better and better.
And last year, remember, he started the year hurt with the knee, and Orioles didn't really see him at full capacity, went to the Cubs and pitched in the postseason for them. So still would like to see another arm out there in the bullpen, maybe of the left-handed variety, but we'll leave that up to the experts. Still think they need another thumper in the middle of the lineup and definitely need two starting pitchers here.
Right, so we'll see if Pete Alonso is that thumper in the middle of the lineup. He's certainly the big name remaining. I don't want to read too much into it, and we can talk about this tomorrow a little bit more and listen to what Mike Elias had to say. But there was a comment that, to me, seemed to indicate that maybe they'd be willing to move guys around positionally to make something work, right? They're not going into free agency saying, well, we got a hole in right field, so we need a right fielder, or whatever it is. They're saying, well, we can go out and get the best player available, and then we'll shuffle from there, and we'll make it work. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because that maybe is another seed being planted of Elias changing his methods a little bit.
Because if outfield, for instance, Moo Man can play all three spots. Beavers can theoretically, but, you know, that lack of arm strength was somewhat alarming to me. I think Muscles is pretty much a corner outfielder if he plays. Bradfield's a center fielder. Will he even be on the roster coming up? Tavares is a guy that can play all three outfield spots. But to your point, positional versatility could help your cause. He did say that the Ramon Arias replacement might even be on the roster now. I guess he's referring to Jeremiah Jackson. I don't know.
That's the only guy right now that I would say. And I'm not turning or shying away from bringing back Arias. I don't think it's going to be expensive. He fits in nicely here, plays every infield position. To me, that's your ideal utility man.
We'll see. Mike Elias said they're going to spend some money. We just heard Jacob Calvin Meyer last hour said they're going to be there. They're like in it to win it. this time instead of the old lip service, this famous Sid Thrift line. It's like I'm trying to give away Confederate money. Nobody wants to sign here in Baltimore. Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start here with Mike in Perry Hall. Says the Isaiah Likely touchdown being overturned. Another case. A long history of refs not being able to determine what a catch is. Jesse James, Dez Bryant, just to name a few who have fell victim to this. The catch rule has become more complicated than it needs to be for the average fan to even wrap their mind around.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I thought that was 100% a catch. You know, I mean, just like D-Hop said, he doesn't know what a catch is anymore, and he's been a receiver for 13 years. So they're making things more difficult instead of easier. They changed all that officiating people over there after last year, you know, because they wanted to make it better. It's gotten worse.
I'll say this about D-Hop. If he was the one that was on the receiving end of that would-be touchdown, ball wouldn't have hit the ground. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But that's a whole nother thing. He knows what a catch is because he doesn't drop the ball. I'll say that. Another one here. Chris in West Virginia says, so many bad calls. If the league admits a bad call that impacts the result of a game, there should be compensation, cap increase, some sort of compensatory draft pick, something, anything, just saying my bad doesn't cut it.
I think firing the officials would cut it, you know, put some pressure on them. I mean, you know, like Jason Cole was saying, call it, you know, be generic about it because we'll just go to the replay booth. So you're asking the officials on the field, they got no power.
So what was the ref's name again? The guy that's
Alex Moore.
Alex Moore. So afterwards, he speaks to the poll reporter. And what does everyone say all the time? Well, how come these guys don't have to stand in front of, you know, an open forum?
I'm with that 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe what Alex Moore said is a peek into why they don't do that.
Right.
Because
they didn't know the rule.
Instantly put their foot in their mouth. And now it's a bigger issue than it already was. That's my hunch, why the NFL would probably not want
but
them to
But that would be fair. I think a lot of fans, even if he didn't know the rules, yeah, it exposes the fact that a guy that's in charge of a game has no idea what he's actually officiating. John Harbaugh's going to get up there and eat the turd burger.
Yeah.
And so does Lamar Jackson.
And then they had Mrs. Butterworth on, you know, giving his explanation, you know, from the league office.
Yeah. He was slow and I guess soaked his pancakes a little bit too much. We'll be back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.